This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
They don't have a house in Connecticut. That's it.
So it's hard to move to your house in Connecticut.
You don't have one. They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Join the club.
It's something that I was told a few weeks ago. I never had an occasion to really to share it because it was, you know, a lot going on with the football games. And when you go, hey, Tom Brady has no house in Connecticut. But then today I circled back. I said, all right, so there's no house. No, with someone else. Okay, is there a condo? And I'm getting the semantic.
You're trying to get the small print to see if you're getting tripped up there. No,
there is a very large apartment that the family has in New York City,
which they've had,
and there is a home in Brooklyn.
Right.
No, I never realized till I got over here how touchy these sports journalists can be.
Well, yourself one now?
I mean, I get it, Tommy Curran. Your understanding is that there is no home that has been purchased in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fine. If you have sources and your source tells you something, aren't you supposed to tell me how it works? Aren't you supposed to share that information?
Absolutely.
That's what journalism is.
Mm-hmm. Now, why would, let's say you're correct and Brady's camp is giving misinformation to Curran. Why are they doing that?
Well, I suppose it's possible that I am being fed misinformation as well. And that the misinformation is being fed on either side as some kind of a negotiation ploy.
Ooh.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Is it possible that that those of us in the media, and I use that term loosely,
yes,
are being used by either camp in this?
So are you saying your source comes from Patriots-related entities?
No. My source comes from my source on the home thing.
Uh-huh.
Would be, and again, I must provide, my obligation is to provide cover at all times for my source.
Upstairs, Joe.
Even if that means going to jail.
We've seen how you've done in prison, sir.
As journalists, we must be willing. I learned this in the Columbia School of Journalism. We must be willing to go to jail to defend to not reveal our source. My source would be on the Brady side of things. Is all that I will say.
Interesting. So in that sense, it makes, why would he give you that kind of information to
He did not. Why would
that side give you that?
Why would that information be shared?
They're trying to flush out a leak, Ken.
Flex
tape to stop all these leaks.
Yes, flush it down the pipe. See what comes out on the other end. It's like the Depatted.
What if I were fed false information? They used to do this during World War II. Mm-hmm. They would give false information to somebody in order to figure out who was a spy.
Correct.
I wonder if I was fed false information so as to be revealed as one who cannot be trusted.
Correct.
Man, neurotic. You're backing down, too. I mean,
no,
this was the one you were supporting.
Half of the scoop. I'm not backing down on it.
The Lodge is very angry with you.
Listen, Tom E. Curran, I mean, who's his source? It's probably Guerrero, right?
Probably the same person that debriefed you. Rhymes with Stacy.
No. I was only briefed on the suite. And the suite cleaning was the suite cleaning that occurred yesterday morning, in which the door of the suite was open, was apparently routine. Mm-hmm. Routine maintenance. Routine cleaning. This time of year, we take everything out of the fridge in the suite of the Brady family, mm-hmm, and probably donate it, I'm guessing, to the food banks or something like that.
Oh, man. When we left the stadium after the Titans lost, I left with my arms full and a bag over my shoulder.
What I don't understand is Tom Curran reported a month ago that it would take a radical course change for Brady to return to the Patriots. So he's the one who started all this, saying that Brady's not coming back unless radical change is done in Foxborough. And now he's losing his mind because you said Brady's moving.
This is Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and Danielle.
What's
Hi.
Up? What's going on?
So last night the Bruins are saying they didn't see anything happen until they went to the locker room in between periods. And that's understandable because from the replays that I've seen, everybody was looking at the play, and this little prick just went right through the crease and stuck his glove out and sideswiped Rask on the side of the head.
Yes.
Now after seeing that in between periods, I played hockey most of my life. And my first objective in the second period is to seek him out, Benstrom, and take him out, whether it's via a fight or via put a hit on him to let him know that, yeah, we know what you did, punk.
Embarrassing.
We know what you did.
It was
no response.
It was embarrassing.
No response. It was very embarrassing.
It was embarrassing for the Bruins last night.
I mean, at the very least,
I would have took a 5-game suspension last night.
Yes, it was embarrassing.
Yeah. Now, the other side of this, do you remember Thornton and Brooks Orpik? I mean, that was an ugly scene where he took matters into his own hands and was pounding the guy's head off the ice. He didn't
yes.
want to fight, you know. But at the least, you run their goalie or you run one of their top stars. And instead, you get like Brandon Carlo, like cross-checking the guy lightly on the ass and saying, would you like to fight, please? Yeah.
The guy concussed Tuukka Rask. He literally cheap shots. He Curtis tweets him to the temple. For God's sake.
He gave Tuukka.
I know, right?
Tuukka has a concussion.
Stop it.
Think about the 1970s or the 80s with Jay Miller or LB or go to the 90s or the aughts with PJ Stock or Thordy or any. But, like, honestly, we can get Thordy on the phone this morning. I'm sure he'll come on and tell you that it is embarrassing that nobody did anything last night. It's embarrassing for the Bruins.
And team toughness is a major issue, and it's part of the reason they lost the Cup last year. St. Louis was tougher, and in a 7-game series, that was proven. And you don't like to hear Cassidy after the game either saying, basically, that we don't do that kind
of stuff. Well, we're going to get to that during trending coming up, but it's embarrassing for the Bruins this morning. I'm sorry. You know me. Huge fan. But it's embarrassing. Hello, Scott.
Yes, what's up? What's up? What's up, guys?
What's up?
It is ridiculous. It's a microcosm of how the whole league has changed. But can you imagine what Terry O'Reilly, Stan Jonathan, LB, Jay Miller would do if that happened last night? Hurt their goalie? This Bruins team is missing that grit. They're missing Sean Thornton. The whole league has changed, Greg. It's like watching the ice capades more than the old tough NHL. But guess what? I'm still going tomorrow night, and I can't wait to spend $30 on two beers. It's going to be great.
Get a Truly. Get yourself a Truly.
Unbelievable.
Do not throw it on the ice, though. If you get yourself, do not throw it. But listen, I don't care that the league has changed. In cases like this, the league hasn't changed.
Because the league does nothing about it.
When it comes to your goaltender.
Yeah.
If there's one thing you do, you stand up for your goaltender. I don't care. Never mind what the league is going to do.
We have some reaction on this from a former president.
Guys, who are we sending over there, girl?
Ken, I read Kalman's piece on EEI talking about the. I can't believe I'm going to say something nice about the skate pod participants.
Wow. But
Kalman's got a great breakdown on EEI about what this says about the Bruins' toughness. And it was kind of shocking to read it. And then I saw somebody retweet. Ken, when was the game when the Bruins were beating, what's the name of the Atlanta team? The Thrashers, Predators, the Shoppers, the people?
The former Atlanta Thrashers.
The former Atlanta Thrashers. Okay, yeah. And they were up 4-1 and someone tried to run the goalie, I guess. And then it's just Luch and everyone just starting a full-on Anchorman brawl on the ice.
Yes.
Remember that game?
That's the
way it should be.
Part of the reason they beat Vancouver in 7 games, right? Tougher team.
Or you go down there and you run their goaltender.
Right. Absolutely.
This is Don from Middleborough. What's up, Don?
Yeah, Greg, you just took the words right out of my mouth. I was thinking the same exact thing. First thing they should have done was run Elvis out of the building.
Yep.
And really just give it to him.
Yeah.
Nordstrom stepped up, had a couple of good hits, threw a punch to the back of his head. Carlo had a solid hit on him, but then took a slash to his ankles. No call. The referees were atrocious. I don't know what's going on with the refereeing.
I got to believe if you're Cam Neely, who listens to this program, you're pissed off about this.
Oh, yes.
I have to believe. Don't you think?
It's For sure.
He's got to be. I mean, it shows a lack of passion or a lack of, certainly a lack of toughness, but it's embarrassing.
What do you think Tuca thinks about this whole thing? Everybody thinks his teammates hate him. It's like Fitzy.
I live in his shit. I pay the man rent.
Hello, Patrick.
I can't hate my landlord.
Hey, Patrick.
I'm here. Yeah. How are you guys?
What's up, Patrick?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the Tuca hit. I'm watching from the bar last night. Practically wanted to whip my drink across the table.
Yeah.
And, you know, all I can think about is the difference between a Claude Julien team and a Bruce Cassidy. You guys mentioned about how Bruce doesn't do this type of stuff. And that's exactly why we lost in the Cup last year. You know, Claude would have lined up five guys the very next shift. You know, Sean Thornton, Gregory Campbell, and you would have had three or four guys chasing this guy down like a clown that he was. You know, this is the most blatant hit to the head that I've seen, and just the lack of reaction from superstars like Patrice and Marchand, you know, in my eyes, it's unacceptable. It's intolerable. Yeah. Shows that this team is willing to be pushed around. So I just wanted to chime in.
We're going to hear what the coach said about this momentarily here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Greg, I just noticed Drudge Report, no joke, has your report. Report: Brady moves to Greenwich, stadium suite cleaned out.
Oh my God!
All right,
they need some. They need to do some sourcing over there.
There's just an angry Tom Curran face right next to it.
This is the talk of the town, though, Greg. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's because of my sources. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have impeccable sources.
How long until at Greg's impeccable sources is a burner account trolling you?
Just tweeted at you and said, I know, right?
Listen, you're telling me,
I hate all of us.
You're telling me you don't think it's suspect that Mrs. Brady goes to Instagram a couple hours after that report and puts up a video of the sunny kitchen on a day when there's no sunshine outside?
Thank you. You're suspect. You gotta, listen, if you're going to get that past me, Giselle, you got to flesh that out three steps ahead of time. Find a different video of the dogs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, I believe your source over Kearns in this case.
You believe the source of Greg E. Hill over that of Tom E. Kern?
I do, but I do
and
wonder.
And by the way, that is my middle name is Edward.
Oh,
so
okay.
I can
Greg from E. Hill.
Edward R. Murrow.
From this point forward, I would like to be referred to as Greg E. Hill, like Tom E. Kern.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. But what?
Like E.F. Hutton.
Well, why aren't the Bradys embracing the Connecticut house? That's what I don't know. Why is Giselle up to subterfuge here?
You think they want everybody in Greenwich, Connecticut to know that they've moved
Why not?
In?
That's probably like proud. That's probably a condition of buying property in Greenwich. You can't tell anyone that you did it. It's like Fight Club.
Yes. First rule of buying in Greenwich is no one talks about Greenwich. Isn't that right, Mr. Henry?
Thank you, John Henry.
Yeah.
I would prefer the Emperor. When doing the John Henry, I prefer the Emperor.
I do enjoy living right outside of New York City in the fancy golf courses, young Skywalker.
So, think about this. Why would you not mention this if you're the Bradys or embrace a story if there's any truth to it? Think about what's gone on in the past 6 months here at this radio station. A 5-second pause in a Tom Brady interview generated a week's worth of talk radio. And last weekend, all of us lost our collective minds when Tom Brady referred to the Patriots as they.
Yeah, but it's leverage. If you're in a contract negotiation, you want leverage. We moved to Connecticut.
Of course.
Put it out there.
Of course. Of course. You heard him on this show when I asked him about it.
Mm-hmm. He didn't deny it.
He didn't deny it.
Correct. That's why I believe Greg E. Hill.
Yeah, Greg E. Hill.
That sounds like Greggy.
impeccable sources. All right, let's get to trending.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you this winter. SubaruofNewEngland.com. I was distracted for a moment because Bradford is on Channel 25. He's like superstar Bradford.
Really?
Gene Lavanchi. Jeez.
Live report.
Mm-hmm. We've relaunched his career after yesterday's appearance. Red Sox fired Alex Cora, or he resigned. We're not sure. Last night, 7:25 p.m., team releasing a joint statement. Press conference today is at noon. What do we expect from the presser? Do we think remorseful or short and sweet?
I would assume there's a lot of "we appreciate everything that Alex did" talk. There's a lot of "we are sad that this is what had to happen." But I don't think there's much accountability when it comes to those that are higher up in the organization, because I think that they're going to, they want plausible deniability, don't you think?
I mean, at least the Astros owner came out, fired his GM and coach, and was very like, we're taking the organization back. He, not that the Astros have any respect, but I felt like that was a first good first step.
Rob E. Bradford is reporting that Dan Roach is getting the first six questions.
Now, possible replacement names. You have been pumping Veritech. That's obviously out there.
By the way, that's only one source on that, so I'm going to hold off further on mentioning that, but... You don't think that Jason Veritek would make a great coach of this team, great manager? I mean, he's already a coach. Don't think he'd be a great manager for
the Boston Red Sox? He'd be a great manager, and how happy would... when you need to make a move, not just for fan service, but to try to like clear the emotional slate, why not bring in a beloved recent retiree? Like everyone, who doesn't love Tech? Of the Sox.
Everybody loves Tech.
I mean, everybody talked about Cora being a player's manager, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't Jason Veritek going to be the same kind of manager?
Yes, but I think the one that you're going to see is Dustin Pedroia, player manager. Get the team, rally around the little guy. All the Sox diehards will be all in.
Now, Catherine Veritek tweeted, I hear the support and greatly appreciate it, but right now we're not the family that needs it. People are losing a lot more than their jobs. It's bad, capital letters B-A-D. So she seems to be downplaying the possibilities of her and the husband moving into the
And 2 minutes ago, she tweeted, 1 billion animals have died as a result of the Australia bushfires. So
I agree.
Not the brightest bulb.
Was the sun shining in the video that she tweeted? Was the sun shining or was it an overcast day outside? That's what I need to know.
Oh, and Danielle wants to break down the Brady Instagram, I'm sure, at some point during the show.
Yeah, we'll do that. We could do that. Yeah.
Let's hear from Cassidy, since we've teased this enough. Yeah. Bruins shutout in Columbus 3-0, no response or very little, and here's what Bruce said about the elbow to the head of Tuukka.
With the play itself?
Well, it's an elbow in the head. It's a penalty is what it is, but they missed it, so you move on, and it's just unfortunate it happens to your number one. It was pretty clear to me.
The guys didn't see it in the first, it looked like, and then did see it, and then there was a response.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't. Which guys? Our guys?
Your guys, yeah. They don't see it at first.
I don't know if anybody saw it. You know, Brandon's kind of bumping with him on his pants, but certainly didn't affect his elbow. Should have been a better response? I think there could have been. Yeah, but I don't know if they saw it in real time.
Didn't see it? Which guys? Okay. Probably could have been a better response.
You get in the locker room, you tell them about it, and you go out and you respond.
Meantime, Marshy is like trolling people on Twitter. Great. Like he's going after, he's nasty on Twitter. Good. How about taking it to the ice, Brad? Or pick up a puck at the red line in the shootout. Anyway, they'll play the Penguins tomorrow. First shutout of the beast since December of 2018. Celtics Pistons tonight. And the big news in the NFL, Luke Kuechly retiring at the age of 28. Had a very emotional 3-minute video posted at the Carolina Panthers site. Of course, former BC star. And he is out like many before him now. It's a string of early concussion-related retirings of NFL players. It's the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Coming up in a few short moments, the news with Danielle. This is Steve in the car. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, Greg. Hello, Danielle.
Hello, Esteban.
Hey, guys. I don't understand why people don't believe you. I mean, it's not far-fetched to think that you have sources there. I mean, I kind of think I know who it is because Robert probably was like, hey, Jonathan, go down there and clean out his suite. You know what I mean? It's like, I saw Baker Mayfield take care of his stadium. I saw it on TV.
Listen, the stadium report, maybe I should have sourced it second how do you call it? Second sourced it. Maybe I should have
verify.
I should have gotten some clarification on the fact that the cleaning out of the suite that occurred yesterday morning was the cleaning out of the refrigerator and the shuffling of the whatever gets shuffled in there. Okay, I'm fine with that. I stand by. Despite what Tom E. Curran said, I stand by the purchasing of the home in Greenwich, Connecticut. And Danielle is going body moving.
I am.
On the Giselle Bundchen IG story yesterday because she thinks that Giselle posted an old video.
I think she did that on purpose to make it seem as though they're still in Brookline, whether it's to, you know, hide the details of a move or a house purchase in Connecticut or because the kids are still attending school here. I don't know what the deal is, but it was overcast all morning yesterday.
Yeah.
And that video was posted around 9 a.m. And it was sunlight blazing through that back window.
Now, speaking
it doesn't
of,
line up.
Speaking of body moving,
yes,
we continue to get the Heisman from Netflix on having her on the show, Curtis.
Netflix is the most difficult organization to promote their own content. It makes no sense to me. Like, we have been gushing over that documentary.
I don't understand it. I have yet to have time this morning because of the Alex Cora news and the erroneous Tom Brady reports that come from this sports radio station. But I got to talk about, I have to talk about The Outsider because I listened to Wiggy and Stanley Stizgrimy and everybody else around here, and I watched it yesterday. There's two episodes on HBO. It is, I agree with those who say it may be the best pilot ever in the history of television.
I watched it last night. Spectacular.
You agree?
Really?
Unbelievable.
Great
actors. I don't like scary things. I'm a little childish when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So I had to sort of, you know, read myself a bedtime story, but it was excellent.
Right?
I enjoyed it.
No, I mean, who's the dude? I don't want to give away too much, but who's the dude in the hoodie who's like standing outside when they're doing the arrest thing?
When they're doing the search warrant?
The search warrant. I mean,
did he say yo?
It is. do not sleep on The Outsider on HBO.
Worth the hype.
And Jason Bateman is an extraordinary actor.
It's one of my favorites. Always has been. Love that guy.
I love him in Ozark.
Yeah.
And he is great. When they start uncovering they got the two different surveillance videos. That's what I can't figure out because they got the strip club surveillance thing. And then they got the conference of the teachers surveillance thing.
It's a mind F. Yeah.
Here's a question. Is there anybody that had been ticketed for the pop culture scrap heap who has picked themselves up and not only just redeemed themselves, but become a star, a multifaceted star, better than Bateman because he's on Family Ties.
Mm-hmm.
And then his big movie breakthrough is supposed to be Teen Wolf 2, T-O-O. Absolute bomb. And then we all just write him off as, well, that was fun. We'll see you at the Gary Coleman Memorial in a couple years.
No. I mean,
and then all of a sudden, now the guy is, he's a great director, he's a great writer, he's a great actor.
And this, you haven't watched it yet, right?
No.
This role is perfect for him. And whoever plays the police chief is
Ben Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn?
He's a fantastic actor. And not just because I celebrate his work in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
He's really, really good in this as well. So, let's see. Here's somebody who says that is a bold statement, Captain Cable. Name a better pilot.
Breaking Bad was pretty amazing. Right from Jump Street, you're in. They get to they're in the Winnebago within the first episode.
Yeah.
Walt White is in his undies. You're like, I have not seen such a quick turn.
Yeah, you are right about that.
It was a pretty amazing pilot. I can think of shows where the pilot was so bad, I gave up on it, and then someone talked me back into it. First episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm is not very funny. By episode 3, that show is in a zone. Well, I guess right in this particular case, the source material you're working with is what many Stephen King readers believe to have been his best work in a long time. I mean, he generates so much crap that it's kind of hard to keep up with. But
is there anything worse, by the way, than hardos who have read the novel?
Oh,
I can't.
Have you read the book?
I can't stand the I read the novel hardos who want to tell you exactly who the hoodie guy is. I don't want to know who the hoodie guy is.
What percentage? What percentage? How many times have you got either watched a show or gone to a movie and then come back around the other side and said, "Now this particular movie I find to be better than the original work." It doesn't. Yeah. It just doesn't happen.
Well, I watched recently watched the dog. What was the dog novel that I loved? Racing
in the Rain. The Art of Racing in the Rain.
The Art of Racing in the Rain. The novel was way better than the movie. I mean, the movie was not bad, but the novel, the book was way better.
I feel like everybody went real book hardo when Gone Girl came out.
Yes.
Is that with Ben Affleck, right? Everybody was like, well, the movie was good, but the book is better. The book was, Gillian Flynn, the book was better.
Right. This is Sal from Danvers. What's up, Sal?
Yeah, we don't want to forget his role, Jason Bateman, in Dodgeball, Peppa Brooks. Classic.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if he was before, because I haven't documented his whole career, but he's become a really, really good actor.
Been, a hidden little Mike Judge gem, too. Extract.
Extract is such a good movie.
Right?
Oh,
Mike Judge.
I count that movie all the time. It's such a sleeper.
It's everyone's all about Office Space. If you go in the aughts, if you will, it's Extract, and it's also Idiocracy, which is a movie that if you have not seen, if you love wildly subversive satire, please make a point of seeing that one. I forgot the name.
Greg, I'm surprised you never saw Extract because of how hot Mila Kunis is.
She's very, very hot, Mila Kunis.
She's dirty hot in that. She's dirty hot in general. But she's
let's see.
Okay.
wait a minute.
Okay,
was Danielle,
yes.
is Ben Mendelsohn the guy who played Danny on Bloodline? Is that the same guy?
Yes, it is.
Because you I loved Bloodline.
Bloodline
you loved
was great.
Bloodline. Bloodline.
That was Danny. Yes,
it ended. It ended abruptly.
Well, it wasn't supposed to end.
It was
canceled effectively.
Right. But okay. Anyway, just do yourself a favor, as our former sports director would say, and watch The Outsider. There's two episodes available now on HBO, and we will be right back with the news.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
They specialize in the sexual health of men at the Northeast Men's Clinic. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
The House will vote today on a resolution to send articles of impeachment to the Senate. Last night, they revealed some new evidence just hours before they sent the impeachment articles to the Senate. The House did. Chairman Adam Schiff reportedly has two flash drives with some call records that they're submitting. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been holding on to those articles of impeachment since before Christmas because she was hoping that there would be...
suddenly some new evidence.
Well, she wanted
that they've had for the last 6 months.
That too.
Yeah,
she wanted Mitch McConnell to allow witnesses to be called. He's refused, but they still could call witnesses after the trial begins. Mm-hmm. Now, Democrat,
I think Alex Cora may be holding onto some flash drives as well, which may be the reason why that statement was so nebulous yesterday.
Nancy Pelosi is grateful for Trump's impact on our country.
I think we all know this is a completely partisan thing that is being enacted by all the liberals.
Democrats last night made their final arguments before next month's Iowa caucuses. It was the latest Democratic presidential debate that took place in Des Moines.
Who won? I was watching
Trump. Tom Steyer, superstar on the left.
I was watching the Bruins
Bingo.
Turtle.
No, did he really?
And not defend their goaltender, so I don't have any. So the winner was who? Tom Steyer?
No, I was just kidding. Did he really say something?
No, I watched. Actually, Steyer was the most composed, was the most direct,
God.
And actually, he acquitted himself well. Warren and Sanders just banged on the same drums all night long. Mayor Pete had a little bit of a pickup night, and Joe Biden. Even my wife turned to me at one point and just said, "Is he?" Okay.
Did you guys purchase carbon credits for the time that you used your television?
We actually have a solar panel. LED. Our LED TV actually emits electricity. Charge your phones.
During the debate last night, Bernie Sanders rejected a claim that he rejected Elizabeth Warren's claim that he said that a woman could never win the presidency back during a private meeting in 2018. She expanded on that claim a little bit last night.
This question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. And I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
So is she pulling the gender card there? Is that what we've gotten down to? I think a woman could win. Don't you think?
I mean, if Hillary weren't corrupt and had Benghazi, she probably could have won, right?
Yeah. If Elizabeth Warren hadn't lied about her heritage, she'd probably have a good shot.
If Michelle Obama ran right now, she would win.
Ken, you're a... Are you really?
She will never run. I think she would.
You think she would win right now?
I do.
Based on what?
Based on what?
I just
gut feeling.
Honestly, in a vacant popularity vote. Yes,
organic. I agree. I would vote for her over Trump. I mean, you just need somebody stable in there. I mean, you know what? The president. You elect somebody as long as they don't screw things up badly. How does your life really change? It doesn't matter that much. Just be stable.
She'll never run. Never, ever, 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 ever.
What about World War III?
Why would she? She writes a book. She makes a couple $1 million. Mm-hmm. It goes out and does like a speaking tour. And why would she?
Yeah. All right,
what else?
Goes on Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
Irrational fear in the news this morning. 60 people being treated after a Delta Airlines flight had to dump jet fuel over a city just outside Los Angeles. It happened over a school, I believe. The majority of the fuel dump happened in Cudahy, California. Students and teachers at 4 different schools in the district had to be treated for minor irritation after the incident that happened around lunchtime. I guess after takeoff, they had to engage in this emergency procedure after they left LAX. The plane was going to Shanghai, but wound up turning around, boarding the landing, and landing safely a few minutes later. And a rep from Delta is expected to address the situation today. So I'm guessing you're going to see a couple of bags of cash in that case. Now, officials from Encore, Boston Harbor, have announced that they're doing what they're terming a right-sizing. Mm-hmm. They've offloaded 200 employees, and a lot of people are really upset about that, given all the promises that were made when they were trying to build the casino. But they say they're making adjustments as far as their staffing levels go.
This has nothing to do with the robot bartender story that we were talking about last week,
different story.
Different.
Yeah.
So these people are not being replaced by robots.
Not to my knowledge. They're just
doing some right-sizing.
That's correct. Yeah. I like when we have to reframe these things. It's like, no, you're getting laid off.
Yeah.
You're getting laid off. It's a redundancy, D.
You're fired.
Greg, following up on your lead from 6 o'clock this morning, the sword fight in Kansas.
Yes. there's a Kansas man who is in the middle of a divorce, 40 years old, and he has filed papers requesting a trial by combat. I hereby request a trial by combat, and he would like to sword fight the ex-wife and her lawyers.
Yes. Is one of them a Cordell?
There's probably a lot of guys. I don't know if it's a Cordell or not, but there's probably a lot of guys listening who could relate to this.
So isn't this how one of the best episodes in Game of Thrones ends? With the trial by combat with the Viper in the mountain? This is where you go full Tyrion Lannister. Yeah, that Tyrion Lannister was supposed to fight, and the Viper stood up as his tribute, if you will.
Yeah.
This is what we
now,
need
when you're
to
doing
do in this
a singular
country.
Do you call it Game of Thrones when you're doing a singular episode?
Just one. Thrones.
And if there are multiple games in an episode, is it not Games of Thrones?
Oh, yes. One Attorneys General.
Or
Tom Hanks.
Say it that way. Why do we not have this more often? Why are we such a nation of pussies, if you will, that we don't just allow, you know, honestly, just thin your own herd.
Right. Yeah.
You guys want to do this? Here, I'll tell you what. We're a little too backed up, and we have way too many people in jails and prisons that don't belong there. So tell you what, we'll give you guys a chance. Just like the Joker, we're going to break a pool stick. Yeah. Each of you take a half. Whoever emerges on the other side of the room, you can stay.
You can settle it with a duel. or with jello wrestling or something.
If we can have drunk axe throwing, we should be able to have combat by sword. Yeah.
Thank you.
But David, the husband, he asked the court to give him 12 weeks lead time to quote unquote source or forge katana and wakizashi swords.
There's definitely
he should contact Gabe from the office.
He wants to forge the swords himself.
Yes, yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy's a hardo.
Hand forged.
Complete divorce hardo. Yeah. I love it.
As a Kickstarter campaign, you can actually get the hand forged swords.
Does he not want to use a claymore or something more gentlemanly?
Nothing a lot.
Did you see? We should warn people. Did you happen to see that? We don't have time now because we're doing the news, but later, maybe around 8:30 or so. Did you see that news report about how January is divorce month?
I did see that.
And the sad part about it is they give you all the signs by which you can figure out that you're about to be dumped.
That you oblivious morons aren't picking up on at home.
You think is it mostly men who don't figure out the signs?
Christmas is over, yeah. Bob.
Well, we should, as a public service,
when I empty out that savings account,
we should probably let you know what's going on in your household at 8:30 or so.
Let's get to Florida.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
I love people. A Tampa woman, 37 years old, a mom, is facing charges after she reportedly built a small bomb, this is disconcerting, out of stuff she pulled off the shelves at Walmart and then tried to set it off in the store.
Wow.
Yes.
What, was she upset with the service she received?
This was actually like a little bit of a domestic incident because she and her boyfriend had gotten into a fight. Her name is Emily Stallard. And she made like a wick out of a shoelace.
Uh-huh.
She had mason jars, nails, and denatured alcohol.
Jeez.
Her son was with her,
by
the way. And I guess she had gotten into the fight with the boyfriend and was threatening violence if he didn't come down there and give her money that he owed her.
At the Walmart.
At the Walmart.
Well, where else would you go?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, luckily, they were able to stop her before she set off whatever explosive she was building. And I think we have some sound from the attorney in the case.
She told me that if I don't bring the money, that she was going to blow this place up. I don't know what's going on in her head. I'm not at Walmart.
That was the boyfriend, excuse me.
The boyfriend.
Yes, Edwin Howell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is he sticking with her?
Always.
Standing by her?
Right by her side, at the presser.
Edwin Howell will be announced today as the next manager of the Boston Mets.
That's all it shows.
You know what else I saw in Florida news? And this is a story that's very close to my heart. The woman who has the aggressive squirrels in her condo and can't get rid of them.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. This is why people are like, I had a squirrel as a pet. I'm like, no, they make terrible pets. Their squirrels are complete jerks. But it's just outside the Tampa Bay area. Annie Peavy actually had to call one of her, you know, local, like, Help Me Hank kind of news segments down there.
Uh-huh.
Because she's in this condo. And there's a group of rogue squirrels that have taken over her condo. They have ransacked the place. They've ruined furniture. I mean, they're just pooping at free random. There's it's an absolute nightmare. So she tried to put have a heart traps all across the condo so she could catch them and relocate them. But the squirrels were too smart to take the bait. And now she's really frustrated because no one will help her with this.
They like us now and know our habits and trying to shoo them out with brooms, and they go the other way. They don't want to leave. I don't want to scare you, but they will hear us. You can see what he's done to the bottom of the chair.
They need the Walmart bomb lady to blow the place up and start all over again.
Wow.
Why would we leave? They got Disney Plus. They got great snacks. I'm staying here forever.
The Homeowners Association reportedly said that they're not responsible for any problems that happen inside the unit and that legally they're only responsible for fixing issues in common areas. So now this woman has to get a professional to get them out of there. And speaking of malicious fecal distribution, a group of six tourists has been taken into custody in Peru at Machu Picchu after allegedly defecating inside the sacred temple there.
You don't do that in these foreign countries.
No. I mean, I thought, like, the nude Instagram models at, like, the sacred Thai temples were bad.
Yeah.
So park rangers and police say they found the group inside the Temple of the Sun, where structural damage and some human waste was
Drop
reported.
Drop a deuce. That's what they need.
Now, that Incan temple is off limits to visitors. The group is made of two Brazilians, two Argentinians, a French tourist, and another from Chile, and each of them facing 4 years in prison if found guilty of vandalizing the cultural site. Huh.
I smell a candle coming from Goop.
Oh, no. It's not really bad.
This smells like tourist poop.
Smells
like temple deuce.
Well done, Curtis.
Can we get a hold of one of those Gwyneth Paltrow candles? Can you buy them?
Buy them on the secondary market.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Because there are people who are dying to know what they smell like. I don't know.
Citrus, bergamot.
Greg, they went for 75 retail. What do you think they're going to go for a black market?
Probably double that.
Hundreds. Downstairs, Joe has five.
Oh, his office smells like that. Yes.
I don't know that. Yeah, I wonder if I don't know that you can. Maybe you can't list this item technically per eBay's terms of service. It might be in violation.
Would think that people would be selling them.
For sure.
They sold out in like 2 days.
Yeah,
the vagina candle
On the Goop site and on the site of the manufacturer that made the candle. Yeah, I don't see any on eBay, so they're probably being sold in Facebook Marketplace.
Ken, here's a question for you from a texter.
All right.
Could your wife produce this show?
Sure, she could. Smarter than me.
Okay. All right. Because this texter says, what single accomplishment qualifies Michelle Obama for POTUS?
Stable, reasonable person. I mean, yes. not a liar. That's my baseline right now.
How far have our wants and wishes of the executive office fallen to where a point it's like, might be able to trust them?
Not an international embarrassment. How about we start there?
Doesn't want a liar, yet voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election.
Did not vote for Hillary.
when is Bloomberg going to be able to buy his way onto the dais? And how many phone books will he have to stand on? He'll have to get Robert De Niro's Irishman shoes.
You know, I mean, Bloomberg, he's worth billions. 56 billion dollars.
Tom Steyer's like, I made $1.2 billion. Mike Bloomberg somewhere is like, I have 48 times that.
$56 billion. He should just, never mind running for president, he should buy the Red Sox. He could probably get a good deal on the Red Sox now.
The Red Sox are having a fire sale?
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Was there anything else?
That was all.
Okay. All right. If you want to call the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Red Sox press conference today, Curtis, at noon? Is that
1 o'clock.
That's? Okay. Mm-hmm. And we will see what you think about the move that the Red Sox made last night with regard to Alex Cora coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.